The commander of the multinational force in Afghanistan says the peacekeepers must stay in Kabul for 2 or 3 more years to ensure security in the city. Turkish Major General Hilmi Akhundzurlu leads the International Security Assistance Force in and around the Afghan capital. At a news conference Thursday, General Zurlu said the peacekeepers should remain in the country until the Afghan National Army and police forces are well established. The general says that if the international force does not stay in Kabul for at least 2 or 3 years, in his words, it may create some chaos in Kabul and put the Afghan government in a difficult position. He says that despite sporadic bombings and rocket attacks in recent months, life is returning to normal in the Afghan capital and it has become a safe place both to live and work. General Zurlu hands over control of the force to a joint German and Dutch command on Monday. There are about 4,000 soldiers from 22 nations helping to maintain security in Kabul. The United Nations created the force more than a year ago after a US-led coalition ousted the former Taliban government and installed an interim administration. The peacekeeping force's mandate expires in December this year. Senior Afghan officials have said they would like to see the mandate extended beyond that. At least 14 peacekeepers have died on duty in Afghanistan. General Zurlu says the multinational force is helping create a stable environment so the war-shattered country can be rebuilt. But he says rebuilding all of Afghanistan will take many years and a great deal of patience on the part of Afghans and the international community. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.